Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody had a lovely weekend. Need to get back to some racing. I don't know how much racing went on this past weekend. I'm quite sure. There's some. I want to say something about some of these races. Sometimes, man, we have some races going on at some of the smaller tracks, you know, but they still racing, and some of the guys go out and they go to some of these smaller tracks. Hey, man, we want to try to get some of these guys that go to participate a lot in some of these smaller tracks. We want to get them recognized as well because it's all grudge racing. I know myself, I hear about it. The track been around a very long time. You know, a lot of people go to Yellow Belly, and there's a lot of racing going there. Believe it or not, you know, these cars might not be a lot of high-end cars, but it's grudge racing. And, man, people do a lot of racing out there, and some guys out there be racing. So, hey, man, we want to, you know, give a shout-out to some of those guys and get those guys an opportunity to come on, you know, just because you don't always get to go racing and be in the limelight on a bigger stage. Hey, you still grudge racing, you still bringing action. So, hey, for you guys to go to some of them tracks, man, hey, invite some of them guys on the show, put their names out there because, you know, we're going to try to work on trying to get some small guys bringing action. And we put some of these events on that we all put on here, let them guys come out and be known in the grudge world as well. Hey, with that said, you know, hey, we want to talk about some upcoming events. You know, I want to give everybody a chance to come on and talk about the events. You know, I'm going to start out talking about big event that I know, a couple of big events are coming up. I'm going to let Batman and Atticat come on and speak about their events, but I'm going to go ahead on and say this about the event that I know that's coming up, Grudge Inc. having a first-year anniversary race May the 19th at Montgomery Motorsports Park. A lot of guys from all over the country, man, they coming down for the anniversary deal. It should be a great event. Also, my main man, Biz and Grudge Inc. got something going on this weekend in Marlin, Michigan. So I want to watch those guys well in their endeavor in Marlin, Michigan. Big Clark, I think, got one going on the following weekend, May 11th, down there, had it in Atlanta, Mississippi as well. So, you know, just want to give a shout out to those guys and wish them well in their upcoming races. But as we all know, hopefully I will get Peanut on here. He should be on here later and give the information about the World Grudge Nationals. You're going to hear this, you're going to hear this, and you're going to hear this. This is a big ordeal, the World Grudge Nationals. Man, we got guys from all over the state of Texas going to Rockingham, North Carolina, July 5th and 6th. People are talking about this race. They're talking about going. They're booking reservations. And, man, people trying to lock in. It ought to be a very big thing. And as we all know, being here from Texas and getting a few of them guys to come out here and watch them on YouTube, this and that and other, the East Coast people think they shit don't stink when it comes to grudge racing. And that being said, man, us Texas bunch, we're going to gather up. We're going to get together. We're going to go and we're going to stick out. And we're going to try to show up and show out. So everybody get ready. Peanut should have information available for a bus ride. I think he got some figures what it's going to take. But, man, again, mark your calendars for Rockingham, July 5th and 6th. When it's going down, so mark your calendars and be ready for that. Okay, Sharon, let's go to the line and see if we have some other folks that want to come on and talk about their upcoming events before we talk about some of the things we want to talk about tonight.
Boom, your mic is open.
What's up, dog? What's going on?
What's up, Boom? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I just want to thank everybody that participated in my show yesterday. I'm quite sure I had a couple of people call in from out of Texas and participated in my first Monday night show, man. My show is no longer on Wednesday night. My show comes on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. Same phone number that my show always have came on, man. And I just want to give big shout out to people that participated in my show and made it a great show. I actually had a hell of a show last night, Tommy Dog. People showed up and showed out. A lot of lock-ins last night, a lot of engaging, and it's going to be some shit in Hattiesburg come Sunday. I just want to put it out there, Tommy Dog. There's a couple of action going on over in this area. Some guy named 250 came on my show last night, wanted to promote his show, and I guess the caliber guy that I am, I'm going to speak about his show on your show in Kent, Mississippi. He got a race going on this Saturday. And also Scooby got his show. And Scooby can't be on the show tonight because he elbows and assholes on his truck right now. And he's trying to get his truck up and rolling for his race. He got the truck back. The motor was already, you know, the motor came from the people already together. So he may basically just, fine tuning and fine adjustments, you know, so he can make his race. So, other than that, Hotball Ronald race May 11th in Baton Rouge over here. His race is May 11th. He canceled his race from April the 27th to May 11th. And other than that, man. The racing game is getting stronger. The people are still coming out over here in Louisiana, man. And just to put something out there, Tommy Dog, hopefully the end of the year we can have a Super Bowl, a grudge race Super Bowl. I'm just putting it out there. It's going to be a grudge race Super Bowl. And we're going to have promoters from each state. Promoters from each state. Me and Atticat and a couple of other promoters have got together, and we're going to lock something in. We don't know exactly where this race is going to be at, what state it's going to be in, but we're planning on having a Super Bowl. Meaning me as a promoter and representative of this state, I'm going to bring my racing crew, Etiquette gonna have his racing crew from Texas. Alabama gonna have their racing crew. It's preliminary talk, and it's months away. But the racing game's gonna pick up, and that's what it's doing. And I admire y'all racers out there, man, because this is a very time consuming thing. And all I can say, just keep up the good work, man. That's it for me, Tommy Dog.
All right, man. Hey, well, good to see y'all got something going out there this weekend. Boom. Wish y'all well, man. Hey, it's always good to tune in and listen to other races, man, and go to other shows and listen to see what other people got going in their states. That's a great thing. So, hey, just hanging out, man. We're going to go and see who else got something they want to say about their show, upcoming event, about a lock-in or something like that. Sharon, who we got?
Boom, did you give the number to your show?
For the ones that would like to call in to my show, it is 347-215-8762. And as y'all know, the way it shows, I believe if you'd like to make a comment or promote something, you press the 1 button and we'll acknowledge you and let you do what you got to do. Thank you, Ms. Sharon.
You're welcome.
Okay, go on to the next call.
Doug, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Tommy Dog? This is Doug from Portland.
Holding on, and what's going on, Doug? How's it going out there, man?
Oh, it's going to be finally getting some decent weather. It's supposed to get up to the 80s this week, so it's going to be some racing going on, and I'm going to have some heat here pretty soon. I've been working pretty hard on it.
Well, it's good, man. I know you say you're about ready to get that thing going. I know y'all weather out there kind of be on up and down, so... Hey, when you get a break, man, I like to see it, man. So keep me informed, man. I like to see what you're doing out there. A long way.
Yeah, I'm coming out with a new program for these folks down here because I'm in the small town of Portland, Oregon. So I decided to step my game up a little bit and add some more juice to them and let it loose, you know.
I heard that, man. Hey, wish you well with it, man. Just stay in touch with it, man. One day maybe. You and old Jeff Mike can make the haul out here. I know it's a long, long way, but we had guys come out this way from California. So, hey, I know damn well, you know, hey, you want to come out here and see what this grudge is like. So keep us in mind, man.
Yeah, I sure would. I'm going to show, you know, I'm going to have to see how I can swindle something because that big race sounds like something not to miss because Jeff called me yesterday about it, was telling me about it yesterday, and I was like, man, that'd be something like I've never seen before, you know?
Yep. Hang in there, man, see what you can do, man.
That's what I'm going to do, man. I'm just nickel and diming me to death, but, hey, it's going to happen this year because I took last year off, and I took it off for a reason. So I'm going to get some paperwork and get back in the newspapers where they're going to televise me See, I'm one of the fastest brothers in Portland, Oregon. See, there's not another one down here that can touch my car so far.
Well,
I'm just serious about what I do.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Well, hey, props to you, man. Keep doing what you do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And I'm going to get that T-shirt and see them videos. Whenever you guys put them on the internet, I'll probably see some of them, too.
Okay, yeah, you can see some of the last race we had out here. If you go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com and go to the video page, and when you go to the video page, Jay Schaefer 16 has some that's on there. Smack Talk TV, Pro Stock Joe got some on there.
Yeah, I've been looking at Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah, you can check them out. And also videos, I think Jay Schaefer might sell some on BET Live. He says, I mean, got to keep up what's going out here a little bit.
Yeah, I have to keep up with the town that's really doing it because down here we got small town and I have it 3 or 4 months later and everybody be done. When you get this, when you get that, I say, man, we get ready to go into another year. So now you guys just finding out. That's just how slow it be. I just appreciate the talk with you, man, and let you know what's going on and we'll be in touch.
Okay, all right, just sit back, man, and we're going to see what some of these other folks got to say tonight. And hang around, man, when we get to the topic, man, you might have something to add.
Yeah, be like the dragon today.
Excuse me, Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Oh, okay. Hey, hey, how y'all doing, Grudge Land?
Well,
everybody know about the 40 favorite. Huh?
Go down. Don't talk what
you're
going to say.
Okay. I just want to let everybody know about the Memorial Day race, May 26th. Gates open at 3 o'clock. We already have about 7 locked-in races already. We're going to have some index classes, 490, 580, and 70. And it's going to be very interesting. And we're going to have a mini truck shootout also, and that's going very well. I have got a bunch of calls about trucks. So we're going to have a little small mini shootout for the trucks. If you got a El Camino late model truck, new model truck, only rule it is, you got to have slick and drag radio. That's it. If you got supercharge or nitrous or just all motor, it don't matter. Just show up. And we're going to make it happen. If anybody got any questions, telephone number 832-343-4401. And that's Houston Motorsports Park. Thank you, sir.
All right, Cat, put your phone on mute. You do, because I know you'll get to talking, so don't forget to put your phone on mute.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing. I'm going to be on this phone monitoring because we waiting to hear from somebody just in case they get out of line so we can lock in on their ass. So if anybody feels scared, I hope you feel froggy and jump tonight. I'm going on mute, but I'm going to be listening.
Okay, all right, Cat. All right, man. Okay, Sharon, what we got?
Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Batman?
Batman, unmute your phone. Unmute your phone, Batman.
You must be on another call.
He just dropped, Tracy.
He just dropped?
Yeah.
All right, he'll be texting me in a minute. Okay, man, we're going to, I know Batman probably get back on and want to talk about his show. I don't see another hand up right now. We want to kind of throw some things out there tonight, man, and, you know, I don't want to have a whole lot of listeners. I want to have a whole lot of participation because this is something that just won't go away. You know, just won't go away, and what we all aim to do is try to make action at these events. Sometimes, you know, we got guys that feel like they can't run with certain guys. So on tonight's topic, this is the deal on tonight's topic. Batman's trying to call me right now, so try to give him a call if you want to get in and talk about his show.
Okay, go ahead and start your topic, and I'll try to get Batman. Do you want me, while I'm trying to get Batman, do you want me to go ahead and try to get Peanut also?
Yeah, try to get Peanut, and I'm just going to kind of line up the nice topics.
Okay.
We want to talk about right now is, what is a deal breaker, man, when it comes to locking in a race? You know, what is one of the things that, you know, when it comes to stepping a race, man, that can make or break a deal? Or is it sometimes people get in other folks' business when they're trying to do deals to hurt the deal? What is it to you that breaks a deal? You know, because sometimes people be having guys on the limb, and then some other folks come in that probably don't have nothing to do with it, and they can make or break the deal. So it's grudge racing, man. It's a lot of, you know, believe it or not, it is what it is. It's a lot of slick talk, and it's a lot of trickery. So to you, man, we want to know, what are some of the things that are deal breakers when we're trying to step and lock in a race? And with that said, I don't know how many people on this line tonight. There was a very interesting race that took place on the East Coast this weekend. And I'm going to say it on here because it was one of the slickest moves that I've seen made in all of grudge racing. And for the ones who don't know about it, that grudge race and that stipulation was made between Big Ball Factor and Tony Bynes. If for the ones who probably seen the video on YouTube or on Facebook or on grudge races, man, that was something that we probably wouldn't have never saw happen, but it happened. And this was the deal To my knowledge, I was having to be on the show when they were negotiating the deal, and Big Ball Factor One, don't know, he's got a, somebody to go on mute. Somebody called him to be on mute. He's got a Mustang, you know, that he runs. He runs a Mustang on like 10 and 9, and Tony got several cars, you know, he be running. But one thing about Big Ball Factor is somebody need to put their phone on mute. Now, one thing about Big Ball Factor is this. He has a guy by the name of Killing Time, Stevie Fast Jackson, actually drives the ADL Ida Nobby Pro Mod car. And Tony's trying to deal with Big Ball Factor, and Big Ball Factor's trying to deal with Tony because he knows Tony got multiple cars, and he figured Tony trying to get him. So they come to agreement that they skipped a race called Come to Win. Now, you know, you got to look at it like this. Those are the only steps the guys made was being the staging lane. I believe it was around 9 o'clock. They locked up $1,500 Come to Win. And with that deal Come to Win, man, that left things wide open. Me, myself included, and a lot of other people figured, man, Tony's crazy locking Ball Fact in with a stiff Come to Win, knowing that he has Stevie Jackson, Killing Time, that drives the Ball Factor car. Also, Killing Time drives that Pro Mod Adam Nobby car that we all know is one of the world fastest cars and been some times that's very, very impressive. And I say very impressive. It ain't no secret. The car run 370s. And Tony locked him in, and, you know, I heard a couple other shows, they were talking about it back and forth. I said, man, Tony need to go and pay the punk out. You know, Tony hollered he wasn't going to pay no punk out. Don't worry about it. He got Stevie Jackson's number. Stevie Jackson get nervous. He can't beat him. He done beat him a couple of times. He might take the Pro-Mod car and blow the tires off or whatever. So everybody felt like Boss was crazy for skipping that race. But as you know, hey, Boss is, do what he do, you know, this is what I mean about trickery, man. So they stepped that race, and Tony had an idea what they was bringing because they was out testing with it that Thursday before the race. Lord and behold, Tony Holland, he's going to run them with the money maker car and hope the man blow the tires off, can't get down the track. Well, guess what? Come that Saturday at that big race at Half the Hook at Mike Hill's race, Tony had went and got him a hide gun. He got a hired gun, man, got some guy named Fast Eddie, I believe his name is Fast Eddie, and was a 70-year-old man. The 70-year-old man happened to pull up with a top alcohol dragster. And, man, you know, that's one of the strangest things. He's a grudge racist, and, boy, here we go. We got an Ida Nobby Pro Mod against a top alcohol dragster. And the money was locked, so the guys had to race. And, man, when you go to the video and you see that race, that was one hell of a grudge race. Just so happened the Ida Nobby car couldn't pull that one off. Tony outslipped him. The 70-year-old man outrun Stevie, and the crowd went wild, man. It just goes to show you, your negotiations, when you slick and you got trickery, hey, man, anything can happen, man. So it's just something to think about, man. When guys try to do this, you know, people try to stop races. But, hey, man, guys, stick to your gun and do what you do and hopefully make more races. Guys going to be trying to trick each other. So that's one of the topics we want to talk about, man. Also, I want to add to the topic this. Is an old-school chassis car and an old-school backhand car, are they equal to the cars that's probably been built in the last 10 years? Or would you think one of those cars up against the modern technology, today's cars, do you think those guys deserve some kind of spot in order to make it equal? It all depends, in my opinion, it all depends on what the race is and what type of car you're trying to line up with. So with that being said, man, other than some people might be trying to lock some people on, we want to talk about this, man, because that's just something that won't go away. A lot of times we get these guys, and when I send this text out about the old school cars against the cars today, I received a text from who your first one texted me back was Lil Mo. But y'all don't know Lil Mo. Lil Mo is one of the guys that's coming out here that claimed to have the world's fastest back half car. Lil Mo was the first one to text me back and say, yeah, I got a 1997 built back half car that was designed to run 850s, and that's what I still got today. And I got to come out to Texas. What do you think? I'm bringing a knife to a gunfight. Well, with that said, in Lil Mo's case, I text Lil Mo back and told him, hey, you excluded in that. That rule don't apply to you because, hey, just because a guy got an old car don't mean the car don't work in some cases. So I just kind of want to bring that out there, man, because they come up a lot, guys, with these backhand cars and guys these chassis cars sometimes don't feel like it's equal race. And we want to see what the people got to say. I want everybody to get input, man. People feel different ways. You know, some of this stuff can help make races, and some of this stuff can help can stop races. So we just want to bring it to the Brewers community, man. We got a lot of shows going to start up here, and we want to keep this in mind in order to probably try to help make some races in the Brewers game. So with that said, man, we want some guys to push the one button. We want to give their take on it. I think Sharon got Batman back on the line. But, guys, push the one. Let's talk about some of this stuff. But Batman, you want to talk about your show?
What up, Tracy? What's happening?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm over here turning on these fogging nozzles, man. I made me a pretty good old pass coming down the track, man. I was glad to get down the track, man. So I'm going forward with this old car. So all the old boys, they're hollering about what they're going to do. We're going to find out, Tracy. Remember, I told you, they tell you what's something soft. I'm going to find out. I'm going to put them in their hands, see if they can squeeze it.
So they're going to keep calling you get ready for them, huh?
Oh, man, yeah, man. I took it out this weekend, man. Did pretty good, man. So I'm headed the right direction, man. I'm happy with it. But, man, I'm going to get on that topic, what you talking about, man. Man, honestly, man, I tell people all the time, man. Now, Chase, we done seen cars, man. We've been around, I mean, you've been around for a minute, man. I done seen some cars, man, that's old school, man. Kick a lot of these old cars that's modern day asses. So, man, I really believe that's on the tuner, and I believe on the driver, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if they got a motor in that motherfucker and a chassis going good, I believe that, you know, it goes just as fast as any of these chassis, man. I mean, like you said, you know, always the fastest one always win, man. You know, me and myself, man, I can tell you several cars that's in Dallas, Texas. I mean, they old school, and they still work, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, got 114, 113, 112, 60 push, you know what I'm saying? So my deal is, man, like I said, I just believe on, you know, the guy who building, you know, who's dealing with the car and what they're doing to it, man. I mean, on that topic, you know, that's what I believe, you know. But like I said, we know about technology done took off. We know that too. But, man, you know, some of these guys got a lot of technology in their car, don't even know what the hell they're doing with it. So it's really kind of putting them back into the old school again, you know?
Hey, I know what you're saying in that case, man. You're right. And I tell people all the time, a lot of times it depends on to me. It's just my opinion. It depends a lot on who you're dealing with and what you think they got. You know, a lot of times, guys, they go around there, pay attention to a lot of these cars, man. They look them over pretty close. Sometimes, you know, you can kind of see some things that might make you think this and might make you think that. But, hey, you know, it ain't like you say, just because they got an older car don't mean that, you know, hey, it won't work. Well, some of these guys, like you say, got some cars that work pretty good and they old school. And some of these guys, you know, got some old school cars that don't work as good. So, hey, to me, it's going to be each his own. It's going to be a situational thing. And then try to make action. In some cases, you might find a car like that, and you might can give it something. In some cases, you don't. But I like to see what a lot of people on the line, see what they think about it, because a lot of times we show up at these tracks, we see a variety of different type cars, and, you know, sometimes it hinders races, because especially when we have some of the shootout type stuff, man, you know, we got some guys don't like to get in because certain kind of cars get in them, but I think that sometimes, you know, they kind of slow the game up a little bit. But, you know, we just got to try to find some kind of way to increase the action at these events. And it's going to take all of us put our input in and try to help make these races, man. So, hey, guys, push the one button and let's hear what you got to say about these different types of cars. We want to hear what your opinion is and see what you think about them. At one point in time, I remember years ago, you go back and a guy had a big tire on his car back in the day. If you had a 1432 and up on your car, you know, you was a bad boy. They wouldn't mess with you just because you had a big old tire on that. But, hey, like you know today, man, some guys got 1432s, 15, 16, 17. And we got guys out here, man, with true 10s on them, or 29s on them, strapping on them. So that rule don't always apply. It don't always apply. It kind of depends on who you're dealing with. So it's just something, man, to think about, man. We want guys to get their opinion and talk about this, see what we can do to help make action. We got a lot of guys on here. We got a full show. So it's a lot of knowledge on this telephone, man. We just want guys to put it out there. So push the one button, let the girls world know what you think.
Hey, Tracy. I'll give you a good example. That old car Butler got, I mean, that car ain't nothing really spectacular about that car, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a conventional-headed motor. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing really spectacular about it, man. Boy got the car working, man, you know. I think old Tony underestimated that old car, man, when he ran them. You know, he kept looking. Well, I understand. He kept looking. And he's scratching his head. He's trying to figure out, you know, how fast this car can be with this. But, you know, that story end up, you know, Butler ended up winning that race. So that's what I tell people all the time. You know, I know Tony got a top-notch car. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, man, you know, man, it's, like I say, it goes back to once again is, who's touching on the car, you know? And they have a lot to do with it, man, you know? Like you said, some people, man, you know, they have more motor than they got car. Some people got more car than they got motor, you know? And that's where the advantage is coming in at, you know? Like I said, it don't take much to make a car move when it's light, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't understand that, you know. Some do in the drug racing field, but some of them don't, you know. Some of them may be heavy and got a 800 cubic inch motor, and that was going to move all the weight and some. So it's just different variables, man. You know, you look at on a car, like I tell people all the time, man, you know, looking at a car is one thing, but, you know, if you really know what you're looking at, you figure out what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, as a grudge racer, you know, if you're a real true grudge racer, you're going to watch around the world what's going on, especially if you're trying to get at somebody.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I agree with that, man. So, you know, hey, we want to see what some of these guys got to say about that, man, because like you say, in that case there, I think Tony went down there thinking that, you know, he for some whatever reason, that he had the advantage on him. And like you say, he kind of overspoiled himself, but hey, you know, he probably come back and try to do another race some other kind of way, but I think he kind of overspoiled himself, underestimated that car. But, hey, that's all a part of it, man. You know, people going to come if they think they got advantage. You know, it's about trying to – everybody want to think they got the edge, and that's just a part of being a grudge racer. Everybody want to feel like some way they got the edge, but like you say, just because you think you got the edge don't mean you're going to win. A lot of times it looks like you got the edge and it don't come out in your favor. So it's just something that we got to throw out there, man. Got to keep working on. So we want to see what some other folks got to say about this conversation. We got a lot of guys out here with small tires that I know because I've seen some of them run and seen some of the bigger tire cars run, and some of these guys on these small tires, man, surprise you. So hit the one button, fellas, and let's hear what you got.
Ragtop, your mic is open.
What's going on, Drakey?
Hey, what's going on, Ragtop? How you doing?
Hey, it's going. I was kind of like off topic a little bit. I heard there was a guy that called in. He was from Portland, Oregon. And I was just wondering, what was that person's name?
Doug.
His name is Doug, yeah.
Oh, Doug, you still on there, Doug? You said Doug, Tracy?
Yeah, Doug. He's on there. Yeah,
he's
Doug. Yeah?
Hey, Doug, I did a couple of major contracts there, and at one time I had my car there. But I was doing a lot of street racing there. They called me Ragtop, and whenever you come down to Houston, look me up. You'd kind of be interested in knowing some of the topics that I know about Woodburn and was that the track out there at Jansen Beach. But like I say, you know, just off air, if you ever – whenever you get a chance and you come down here to Houston, Texas, look me up. Most of the guys there at H&P know me, and I go by the name Ragdoll. But I had a silver limited edition Mustang. I used to race that out at Woodburn and at Jamison Beach. But like I say, look me up. I don't have too much on that topic, Tracy. I don't really know too much about the chassis cars and all that good stuff. But I did watch that race on YouTube with Prime Time and Stevie Jackson. That was kind of hilarious, man. But I just want to put my phone on mute and just continue to listen to the show. I think that was the second time I heard that guy call in, and I just want to holler at him and let him know next time whenever he comes down to Houston, look me up.
Hey, Ray, what's up?
Yes, sir.
You got your car ready yet?
It'll be ready. What you trying to do with that big tire car, man? A big block with a 31 inch tall tire.
Listen, I don't want to hear that. Because I remember when I first brought this car out, you said you wanted some problems. Now you got the problem.
I still want the problem, though.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Then. Hey, I don't want all the other stuff. I told you when I was gonna get ready, I was gonna call you. I already told you that.
Yeah.
Now it's fine.
Yeah.
Let's get it on. I'm gonna come down on the 26th. I'm coming down on the Cadillac just for you.
Hey, look at this. Look at this, Batman. You on my bag list. I got a heads up list and I got a bag list. You on my bag list, man. Ain't nowhere in the world I can run no 347 cubic inch motor against no wrap motor with a 31 inch tall tire.
That's like Tony Gordon running a Butler
in there, man. A chassis car against a suspension car, man. The same thing, man.
But Steve, that's not what you said though. You told me I had some bullshit. So you said you had a small block in there. The bullshit is ready to fight now. Let's find out what's
okay. Hey, put it like this, man. You come down on the 27th and we can lock it in. And the only thing I need is just the back tire from that big ass tire that you got with a ram motor. Just give me the back tire.
I got a 28 inch tall tire on my car, man. I'll put a 29er just for you. Yes, for you.
Put a 28. Hey, you put a 28 on there for alley cash racing. I run your heads up at alley cash racing.
My rim too big for a 28, man. I got a 10-inch wheel for you.
I got a 10-inch rim for
you. I knew you were going to go to crawfishing. I knew you would. I got a 300. I got a small block, man.
You want to run me with a rat, man?
But see, if you let you get it, I had some bullshit. I mean, your shit was great. Hell yeah, some bullshit. I bet you ain't gonna line up against another rack with a 31 inch tall tire when you come down to Houston. I'll tell you what, once you add some tire to yours, I ain't got enough wheel space. Man, you know, I knew you were going to go to crawfishing, man. You got to start working that top of those.
Hey, I got $100, like I say, that when you come down here on the 27th, you're not going to line up with another rat with a big tire like yours. I guarantee you.
I'm going to go with a
28-inch tall tire.
Well, I'm going to walk you off the things to do list, okay?
I will tell you this, Batman. I'll crack your ass if you give me the back tire with a big ass tire that you got with that rat against the small block. And I'll pop through and let you see the motor anytime you're ready.
Hold on. This trader just say it don't matter what kind of tire you really got, man. It can't go off on the
outside. It does, man. Come on, man. I've been in the grudge game just as long as you have, Batman. And it does. I hear these topics too, man. It does matter what size tire is on the car, man. Now, if it's a small block, that's something different.
If I let you have your way, by the time you get up to the line, I won't have no wheels, no wheelie ball, no motor, no nothing on the stand line. If I let you have your way.
Leave it all on, bro. Hey, leave everything that you got on there. Give me the back tire on the Alley Cats race.
I already knew you were going to buy down.
A small block with a small tire,
hey, man.
You can't do that.
Hey, man, listen. Listen, man, Jags stay open 24/7. I guarantee you call me 3:30 in the morning, that guy going to answer that phone.
I hear you. Take them bars off. I got two races. Either you give me the back tire or you snatch them bars off and I run your heads up.
I tell you what I do. I take the bars off. I'll take them off for you.
All right, but I'm going to have a surprise for you when you see my car, though. I'm going to have more in there.
You, man. I ain't worried
about
you.
All right, that's cool.
Listen,
all right.
As a matter of fact, you can have your bars on, I'm going to take mine off.
Okay, that's a bet. For Alley Cats Race, right?
Yeah, for Alley Cats Race. I'm
okay.
Going to take mine off.
All right. All right, then. I'm going to put my phone on mute. There ain't nothing else I got to say, Trey.
Okay.
So is that a official race or is that just a tentative race? I think the girls going up. Y'all trying to lock some in or that's just one that y'all going to talk about and wait?
Man, I want to lock some in. But you know what, though? Just for him, he just beat up. Because I want him any kind of way I can have him. I'm going to take my ball off. He can have it here on now. That's how bad I want him. Yeah, I want to let you feel like you can win.
I hear you, Batman.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I guess we got to wait and see. That's what this topic is about, man. You know, different kind of cars. What's going to stop a race? What's going to make a race? Hey, how can a person make it right? You know, you got two guys negotiating back and forth like that. You know, one don't want to give up for whatever reason or another. Hey, in cases like that, hey, what can people do? What can them guys do to try to make that race work, make that race work? Sound like Phil asked Batman to take the bars off. Batman agreed. Seemed like they should have summed it up right there. We had two people agreed on something, and it looked like the deal kind of might be falling through. But that's what we want people to talk about, man. Push the one button. There's a lot of people. We got a full show, man. I'm quite sure a lot of guys are sitting back on here, got some things they want to say. Man, put it out there. That's how things get stirred up. That's how you get people, you know, talking about doing something, convincing people to do something. Somebody out there might hear you say something, and you sitting back, and you probably saying, oh, I take that. All you got to do, man, is push your one button, man, and down on the ass you can go. So that's what it's about, man. Push your one button. Girls, where I want to hear you. We're going to go in line and see what the next caller got to say, but this line should be lit up with people pushing the button, trying to make a race and talking about different types of cars. What can we do? Who we got, Sheriff?
972-4922. Your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy. Serious question, Richard.
Who is it?
I'm just a leaner, man. Hey, I just wondered why nobody's mentioned, got some big news lately, or actually today, on the IRHRA website, a news release that Crandall shutting down. We got a couple, you know, Batman got a race out there, and Summer got a race out there.
Hey, Richard, let me stop you right now before you even get to that topic. Now, I talked to the man myself, okay? All they're doing right now is switching over, man. And IHRA is rolling out because they don't know when or what, when they're going to switch over. You know that track been having problems with ownership. You know that. But if the track is not closed. I talked to the guys today. It's not closed. They are still going to continue doing what they're going to do. Let me tell you something, man, about banks, man. If you know anything about banks, Richard, they're not going to let that track just sit there and just rot. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's too much of a track to do that.
Batman, I want y'all to go one at a time so everybody can hear what y'all say.
That's all right, Batman. Nobody knew that, man. That's not on a Crandall website or any other website. So you put the news out there, that's all we need to know. It's done.
Oh, I know, Richard, but listen, you got some guys out there, they don't even say no names, but you got guys out there just doing that intentionally, you know what I'm saying, for their own personal use. So I'm going to leave that at that, okay? But I'm telling you what's going on, okay?
I'm letting you know what's going on. And what they're doing is transition, man. Like I said, IHRA is trying to pull. They're pulling out because they didn't know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool. That's a nice-ass facility. I don't want to see it shut down.
Yeah. So that's what that is, man. So I knew the topic was going to come up, but I was just waiting for somebody to bring the topic up.
I hear you, man. I was waiting for you to bring it up. I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so regardless of the fact, you know, I'm going to say this. When Batman do his race, man, Batman go across the world and do a race. So that ain't no problem. We're going to get it on.
Oh, I know. I just wonder if he's on his schedule somewhere else or something. Cause, you know,
yeah, we're going to get it. Hey, listen. A wild herd of horses could stop me from doing a race. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man, that's all I got,
man.
I'll listen.
Okay,
all right. Hey, well, Richard, while you're talking, Richard, while you're talking, why don't you share some light about what you think about the topic about these different type of cars. What do you think about that?
Man, Tracy, I ain't been in it long enough to give you any advice worth 2 cents there. I'd love to help you out, but that's one subject I'll be all wrong about it.
Okay, well, we sit back, we're going to listen to some of these other guys, come and see what they got to say when God is pushing one button. We like to hear what a lot of people got to say, man. We need to talk about this and try to see what we can make out with it. Okay, well, Cheryl, who we got next?
979-2224, you're my question. 979-2224. Okay, whoever it is, they're on speaker because I'm echoing.
Somebody's close to the internet. You need to back away from the internet. Yeah, I hear myself. Okay, go ahead on call. Wait a minute. Somebody's close to the internet. They need to walk away from the speed.
Or take it off the speakerphone. It's 979-4224. Okay, Tracy, I'm going to come back to them.
Okay, who's that talking? Go to the next caller.
Finny, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's up, Finny?
Well, I was going to talk on the subject you got going on there. Man, I think that there'd be a lot more races if there were other ways of handicapping. All anybody ever talks about is the back tire, the move, or the back tire and the move. There's got to be other ways to do it, like they do on the street, car race. I mean, why can't they do that at the tracks and, I don't know, get an official arm drop guy on the side or something like that? Could the tracks do that? Would they do that?
So, I think it got to do with, I believe you can make a race. You talking about the arm drop, somebody wants to race and they want the flag off, or you think one guy thinks he got advantage because he might be bad on the tree or something like that? Well, I mean, put it out there specifically what you're saying and give us exactly what you think to help. Are you talking about the arm drop type deal in some cases?
No, I'm just saying, say there's a car out there that runs, you ain't going to give out numbers in a grudge game, but
you
just say.
You can just make examples, you know.
Well, if one thinks that they need 5 car lengths, let them get 5 car lengths. You know, you don't think you can get that with the back tire and the move. If you think somebody's a whole lot faster than you, go ahead and mark them off and let somebody, the track officials or somebody, do the starting down track a little ways or something. I don't know why nobody else has ever wanted to do that. You'd see a lot more racing, I think. Just my opinion.
Yeah, that's just something. I mean, I agree. It's like this, man. This day and time with races sometimes not jumping off, we got to be creative. We got to try to think of ways to help make the race instead of, you know, people trying to step and help try to, you know, break a race, you know. I believe in trying to help make the race happen, you know, than stop the race. So it's a suggestion. I mean, you put it out there. People can think about it. If you ever ran, you know, some guys might be thinking about racing and they can't do it for this or that, hey, man, put it out there. Hey, Sharon, by the way, can you get Alicat and the white man on? They both trying to get on. And you know the white man, he called himself the white man. Now he done changed. That's Hayes. That's Ten Hayes. He got a new name now. I don't know if y'all know it, but Hayes is now officially, he let me know he's the white man. So he's trying to get on because I think Batman, he want to say something to you and get out of cat on. So, yeah, but I agree with that. I agree with that, Billy, man.
Tracy, real quick, before I go off in the private room and I can't hear anything, I'm going to go ahead and open up Jay Schaefer's mic. So, Jay Schaefer, your mic is open. If you got some background noise, just mute it until he comes to you. All right, Tracy, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Jay?
What's going on, man? My mic is muted. I don't know how y'all hear me.
No, she said if you wanted to talk, y'all. No, you know.
I didn't get the one button. I'm gonna mute my phone again.
You know how they say? I'm gonna go back to that 979-4224. They push the one button and see what they gotta say till we get these other people on. Cause I think they, when they come on, they talk like they wanna. The mouth of the tape and go down on somebody. So I'm gonna go back to 979-4224. Your mic is open. What's happening? Can't hear me? 979-4224. Maybe he's back on mute. Can you hear me? 979-4224. Or maybe you don't. Maybe. Can you hear me? I'm going to try you one more time. 979-4224. Your mic is open. Are you on mute? Are you trying to say something? You on mute? Okay, we're going to go. But yeah, Penny, man, I agree. I mean, we got a lot of people on here. Probably got some
That's
good ideas.
Matter, Cat Racing.
You, go ahead. What do you say? 979-4224. Is that you? Okay. Well, push the one button if you want to talk, man. We're trying to get a couple of people on. If you want to talk, push the one button. What do you think that will make or break races when we should be trying to make the race happen? You know, we should be trying to find ways to make more races happen. And what are some of the things that you hear out there that really be killing the races? I mean, you know, we already know a lot of times, you know, people holler, you know, I don't think you got more kicks than me, or you got a bigger tie than me, or, man, I came along with that new car. You might not. I mean, in some cases, they're true. But in some cases, there's ways to try to make action. I mean, you know, I know guys ain't trying to give nothing away, but in some cases, hey, is taking a gamble a good thing if it can make a good race? I mean, sometimes when you're doing stuff like that, you just don't bet as much. If you think you're taking a hell of a gamble, but you want to make action, don't bet as much. But, you know, try to find a way to make the race. I mean, like you say, the fastest car don't always win, but we got to try to do something in this grudge game, man, to make action come up at these upcoming events we got. So, I mean, push the one button, guys, and let's see what some of you other folks got to say. We got a full show, man, and I know people got some good ideas. And we just want to hear from some of these other people. What do you think? Okay, Sharon, I know you're back on. You got somebody? You got it?
I have both. I have both the white man and Alley Cat on.
Okay. Go on, white man. What's up? You want to say something to Batman, right?
Their mics are open.
Yeah, yeah. If Batman was hollering my name, I'd like to talk to him.
You know,
if he wasn't, then I'm not gonna worry about it.
Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up? You decided to do something yet? You said all right. Hold on one second. I said, are you ready to do something yet?
Yeah, I'm just about done. I am just about done, baby. And I already told you what we're going to do. I already told you that. Me and you was understood, baby. I already told you what we're going to do. I just have to, you know, see.
No, if he's not ready. But when you get ready, let me know.
For Red Cop, he's one of them guys that stand down in Dallas instead of asking bullshit. So, you know, I had to handle up on him real fast. You know what I'm saying? Just like you told me, you had your list. I got a list, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, put me on that list. Where's the top?
But you know, you got. I'm gonna tell you one thing right now. You on the list. Don't get me wrong, but I got a list just for you too. Don't think I don't.
I hear you.
If you ain't ready,
you ain't ready.
You make sure you ready.
I'm ready for you. I know that.
Yeah, okay.
This between me and you. This been between me, you, Javier, and John Force. This between me and you.
You sure right.
If you ready on Alley Cat, like I said, them two locked in races I got, I'll put them to the side to get on your ass first.
I understand all that. I like that.
I'm sure they won't mind.
Hey man, look here, one thing about it, I'm coming. That's for sure. I'm telling you I'm coming. So you ain't gotta worry about me not showing up. I'm gonna come.
Well, I know you're gonna show up.
Yeah.
Hell, you gonna show
come.
Up ain't
I'm
got a
come.
Damn motor in your car when you show up.
Yeah, I know it. You didn't make sure you keep girls in your car.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead, Alley Cat. You got something to say?
What, Cat? Okay, no, I got
something.
You got something to say? Cat, you got something? You just...
No. I'm done with that, man. He ain't ready yet.
Hey, Cat.
Yeah.
Who is that you looking for, Cat?
Don't worry about it. As soon as he get on the phone, everybody's going to know. I'm just laying back in the bushes like they doing on the phone.
Yeah, they show. Hey, Alligator, they show. They saying nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I know they not, and I know they on the phone. I'm just waiting on them to say something. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna put this money in their mouth.
Oh, you got a victim that you waiting for them to just get on here and show out, huh?
Yeah. You know me. I'm laying. That's how I got my name at the cat, just laying in the bushes.
What's up, boy?
We got a lot of ammonia at the cat. Like you said, he might be on here. We got a lot of ammonia, I tell you. So I know.
You got a full show. You got a very good show. But they scared to say something.
Yeah.
And they know I'm on here.
So they listen to you right now. Well, Atticus, you know, if you know the hell and you wait for them to say something, how come you don't say nothing else first?
No, you know me.
Well, tell the Growers World who it is. You ain't saying that to them. Just tell the Growers World who it is. You ain't calling them out or nothing like that. You just tell them who it is.
Atticus,
do you want me to put you and Alley Cat in the private room and he can tell you there?
No, I want to ask him to tell the girls where he don't care. He ain't calling them out. He's just saying that they've been saying a whole lot and he know they listen. Now the girls were on, we won't know who is this to be talking behind the back and won't come on the show and say nothing, Cat.
No, that's okay. When they say something, the girls ain't gonna know. I'm gonna call them out and say, Hey, y'all ain't gotta talk no more. Let's go lock this up right now. Let's lock it.
Go ahead and tell them who you want. They think you scared of them or something? They think you
scared of them? Yeah.
They think you
won't run. Exactly, that too. I'm ready to lock the money. I got the okay. I got the whole family on the phone right now. Just waiting.
What?
I don't care. You sound like Batman, man.
Shit. One thing about me, I'm going to produce.
You know they on here, Cat.
Yeah. Batman knows exactly who it is. He knows who it is.
Yeah, I like that. I like to hear this. I'm ready to see you go down the track.
It's gonna shock everybody.
Mm-hmm. Who you talking about, Tony Thorne?
Oh, shit, we ain't worried about Tony Thorne. He already locked in.
I couldn't figure it'd be Tony Thorne. Now, I know one more name I got in mind, but I don't think Alley Cat talking about that one, so I ain't even going to put that one out there. I don't think he's talking about that one. You know, you'll be surprised. You're going to be saying, damn, y'all got some balls now, huh? We already have balls. Come on, Cat, it ain't even one person. that I know who've been trying to go down on you and think you've been running from them and been offering you something. And I know you can't be talking about that person, okay? I know you can't be. Don't tell me you're talking about that because I have to put it out there.
Well, I tell you what, since you think it's that person, get them to say something. Get them to say something. That's all you got to do.
Push one button. Hold on, somebody just push one button. Who you got?
Okay, Tracy, I've got Bushnell on, but it's about something else, and I wanted him to go ahead and, I mean, because Alley Cats is waiting on somebody else to push the one button, and they haven't done it. But Bushnell, your mic is open.
Go on, Bushnell.
What's up, Tommy?
What's up, man?
Hey, Alley Cats. What's up? Man, look how y'all got, man. Y'all showing in the woods like a motherfucker, man. You got the white man on there. God damn, what color y'all got, man?
Shit, we got several cars, you know that.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out what color y'all trying to put on who. Because, I mean, I don't know if you got a deal or you Harley's got a deal. I don't know what you got going on, man.
We're trying to lock in Harley's car with somebody again, and then I got my car that's I'm trying to lock in with. So we just kind of really just on the phone. We got the whole family on the phone just waiting.
I got you. But what car you got? I know about Harley's car.
Shit. I got a Camaro too now. I don't have a Nova no more.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what you got, man. I ain't seen nothing. I know you got something, man. You got the white man over there getting the Batman here.
I got a 29-inch car. 29-inch Camaro.
I'm looking for some miles with goddamn 28, man. And I ain't got a 29.5 car. I ain't got a W car, man. I got a 28 goddamn car. So I'm looking for anything on 28. Me, my goddamn self.
Yeah.
With no bars. With no bars, etiquette. Just dying to goddamn. Look at the big red button going on that wheel, man.
Batman, if you'll give the gloves the back tires, I'll give you the back tires. Now talk.
Ooh-wee.
Man, let me tell you something. I can't even beat the gloves. So what I look like trying to get him, that's the back tire. You know, I keep it real. I'm not going to sit there and fake and shake on nothing. But then like I told you before, Billy, you talk that smack about that bullshit, you going to give me the back tire and the move, I'm going to take that. You just got to go
and
knock the car off.
I ain't never said nothing about no move.
Well, you say you going to give me the move, I'm not, you got to go and knock the car off.
I got broke from that move. That ain't happening.
Yo, you said you going to give me the move. That's what you told me.
No, I ain't never told you that. You better back up to that recording.
Well, that's what you told me. Don't worry about it.
I said you got back tires for life.
Listen, man, don't worry about it. I'm going to bring something down there for you. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about
it. I want you to bring your ass. I ain't worried about it. You can bring Don Gordon down there, that motherfucker. Bring your ass down there.
Don't worry about it. You said you were going to give me the back tire. I mean, the move. That was
you got one tire bigger than both of the Grudges tires.
Hey, man, listen. You told me that you was going to give me the move, and that's what we talked about the last time. That's what you said.
You can back it up and listen to that.
Now you're backing up now.
No, you put words in my mouth. What you doing?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you pumped up while you're down now. Don't worry about it.
What you got for the grudge, man? Go on and bring my 28-tire car down here.
Man, we ain't got no 28 tire car down there for the girl. The only thing he boiled down here got 29. You know that.
I wish I had a 29.5 motor, man. I'd be down there with y'all there, but I got a little 28 motor, man. I'm a 28 for life, man.
Yeah, I live right. The girls ain't good. I don't take nothing from them. I don't take nothing from them at all.
Girls, who you looking for tonight,
Chris?
You come on here trying to call somebody? Who you looking for tonight?
Well, I really just listen to the show, man. I enjoy this motherfucking shit, man. I'm going to be listening to shit till I'm dead, man. You know what I'm saying? So it don't really matter. I'm just really listening in. But at the same time, I'm looking for some 28, acting like a motherfucker, man. I ain't got my beam on nobody. And, you know, if anybody got their beam on me, it's whatever on that shit. So it don't even matter, man. I, You know what I'm saying? I can lock in 300 on 15 a bit or some type shit with somebody on 28, man. It don't matter. I'm just trying to see what it is, man.
Say, Dave, I'm gonna make sure Ken Duke fuck you up down now. You can believe that. I'm gonna make sure fuck you up.
Man, I bet your ass can't sleep at night.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure he fuck you all up.
You see that white man driving right up in your damn booty crack.
Hey, you know what they about to know? You know what they about to know? I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring something down that year, man. But you always get scared of.
Oh, you sure are funny, Batman.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring something down that you always been scared of. I'm gonna bring 6ix9ine down there that you always been scared of.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say nothing in. You sure are funny, Batman. Yeah. Man, you know, I told you, you sweet as similar, boy.
Yeah, you sure are funny. I bet you ain't my money when you was in high school or elementary school, you used to be a bully, man. And then when the big kid walk up, you'd be like, oh, we're going to be friends.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
you want to jump on a small block, but now somebody a little bit taller than I am, you backpedaling now, I see.
Yes.
You backpedaling now.
I've never been a bully, but, you know, it's like this. You know, you one of them dogs that's behind the fence, like one of them dogs like to growl real hard, but as soon as I kick the fence, you tear your ass.
Yeah, I see somebody walked up a little bit taller than I am, and I see you backpedaling on him, though. I see Hayes want to get at your ass, and you backpedaling. But it's all good. Like I say, when you come down here, there's gonna be a bunch of little big tire cars with a rat motors in them that you're going to be backpedaling. And Bushnell cars on 28, and you making excuses. You want to be his friend, too, huh? You want to be his friend, too, huh? That's how bullies are. That's exactly how bullies are. When they see somebody bigger than them, they say they want to be their friend, too.
Listen, man, I can't be bullied.
Oh, I got respect for Bushnell. His car run pretty good. But you ain't don't run good enough for your kid beside it.
Hey, but you know what? I can't be either one of them, but I can beat you, though.
With a 347 cubic inch motor on 28s, of course you can.
Hey, look here, man. When you start to put something in your motor, I didn't tell you to put that in your car.
I just always been underdog, bro. I like being underdog. It's just like being on 28s. Why you on them big ass 31s then?
Man, look here. I already told you.
Where Willie Ball?
Man, I run at 31s.
You back
up his ass.
Nigga, I already told you what me and you gonna do. I told you I'm gonna take the wheel ball off.
You ready for me, but you ain't ready for somebody taller than me, huh?
Well, no, I told you you was barking on the fence.
I'm just a little midget, man. I'm a little midget. I'm a little French fry, man. That's it, man.
When I was coming to school, you were barking at the fence.
What they gonna do, man?
Yeah, you barking at the fence, man. I just kicked the fence.
I bet you won't give me the back tire. I bet you won't give me the back tire.
Yeah. You put some of my money on, I'll give you the back tire now.
Say y'all let somebody else goddamn talk, man. What y'all gonna do?
I'm gonna give you the back tire.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that.
I'm gonna just step aside
and let a bigger person, one of my big brothers, jump in. Like you say, you gonna bring somebody down here for this or that person.
Step to the side and get you a Coke and some popcorn and watch Batman, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, you right. I'm gonna have a smile on my face. You right. I'm gonna do that.
Man, y'all
listen about this
stuff, man.
Yeah, I just got some news, man. Batman, you might can help me with this. Somebody else might know. I just kind of got some news. If so, man, we want our prayers to go out. I heard one of the fellow racers, man, Junior Cuddy, somebody say he was in an accident. He's in a hospital in a coma. Is that true?
Oh, I'll tell you the update on that, man, because, you know, I'll tell you the whole update. What happened, he had a wreck on Sunday. He had an accident and he fell and hit his head, which he didn't have a helmet on, which, long story short, but he was in a coma, but Monday he woke up out of the coma, and right now he's doing very well right now, but they're going to keep him in there for about another 2 weeks to make sure that, you know, everything is everything, because he had some swelling on his brain, but, you know, like I said, God bless him to be here one more time. So, you know, hey, man, we can't do them but get blessings out. So.
Okay, well, hey, man, well, that's good. We just want to know, man, we want to keep Junior Cutter and his family in our prayers, man, and we all hope him have a speedy recovery. We, anytime something like that happens, man, you know, with his racing family, man, we like to, you know, we like to give our prayers out to him, man, because, hey, anything can happen.
Get that man about 10 minutes of silence.
With that said, man, Batman, I think somebody, Glass, man, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, Batman, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, this is going to be my final offer. I give you $900 for that raggedy piece of shit.
I tell you what you do. All that blown up shit that you got on, I'm going to give it to you just to get your shit back together.
What you going to give me? What? You sure as hell weren't giving me shit the last race.
Hey, listen, man. Glass man. I already told you. Listen, man, you gonna get it on too. So don't worry about it, buddy. You ain't selling nothing.
Man, I ain't getting no younger.
Hey, yeah, you just like Javier. He was over there barking, but he didn't have no car. He was sitting over there barking too, but he had no car at the track.
My car was at the track.
Well, I know y'all at the track. I mean, I understand all that. But I'm saying like now, you got all pressure right now.
What's that?
Do you got oil pressure right now?
Do I got oil pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got oil pressure.
Huh?
Yeah.
How much oil pressure you got?
About 60 pounds? Why?
But it sounds like you're blowing over there. Get your 80 pounds of oil pressure. Holler at me when you get 80.
Yeah. What y'all gonna do, man? Man, if you ain't gonna rest
Batman,
nobody,
Batman, I'm mildin' on 90, Batman.
One thing I like about my life for y'all to call my name. I ain't lie to you, because y'all gonna stop it after a while.
Hey, I'm gonna be calling your name again if y'all a cat race.
I got a bunch of big brothers. They gonna be coming on here in a second or two to call you out. You ain't gonna do nothing but backpedal. That's all you gonna do is backpedal. That's all you gonna do.
Nigga, I don't walk him around the school building. Now he's gonna get a big brother on me.
Man, you got a lot of people out here right now, man. You might want to do them guys. Got a lot of people out there. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Trey, I love it, though. Because you know what, though? That means I'm going to always have some action, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that, man. I like that. Trey, what I tell you last time, if you hit one of them real hard, three of them going to run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your ass to extra water pump. What you got, a small block in that car? I'll bring a water pump for you.
Oh, hey, man, I got it all together. I'll be down there, hey. You watch my I'm going to get tight, boy. I got something for you, buddy. You don't need to worry about that. I got something
what
for you,
do,
buddy.
Man? What y'all going to do, man?
I'm gonna do something with that man before I do something with anybody else he brings me.
Man, I know you want to be
a
champion,
man. I'm going to get the privilege of cutting your ass first.
Say it. I told you what
then,
I'm going to do.
Then I'll line up with whoever you bring.
Batman, you need some help,
Doc. No, I don't need no help from me. Listen. Don't save me. Put a money on me. Let the ass eat me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, I don't need no help. I'm going to bring that 6-9 right down there for David, though. You can believe that. I'm going to see what he got to say then.
As long as you give a sign me first, you can bring whoever you want.
Okay. All right. I remember you said that.
And I'm going to run you for the same money I'm going to run him for.
Hey, man. All that I can tell you, I love the action, baby. I love the action. That's what I'm talking about. Thank God I don't love it.
Hey, you like
you ain't going to cross,
man.
You ain't
going to
cross Conroe
like,
without some help.
You're like a black
You're not
going to
come across Conroe without some help. And then when you come with your help, you want just like what you told Hayes. Remember what you said. Now look, I got my big brother. Now what you got to say. That's all you want to do. But you're not going to get out of line. You're not going to get frosty because you're scared to jump.
I look like I've already whooped you. So I don't even know why. We ain't ready, but I done already whooped
with you out here. I see that. You suicide, man. I'm already.
But you don't have a small block in there, though, man. You can't win here unless you got a small block in there.
That's not what you said, though, man. Let me ask you something. If you saw me at the track and you said I was having a problem, I had some bullshit, man, your chest was bigger than a balloon then. Now you see I'm running halfway decent. Now you
I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing, Batman. I just hear a bunch of hot air. That's it. You're talking this and that, but somebody's a little bit taller than I am come on here and say something, then you go to back then like you in a rowboat or something.
I told you, what you need to do then is get you some popcorn and some good Dr. Pepper, ice cold Dr. Pepper, and sit your ass up on them top bleachers and watch Batman do it.
Hey, Batman.
I hear you, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Batman.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Batman.
I'm here.
Batman, hey, could you get them boys, give me a get back, raise them boys, burn me down that red line?
Oh, man, you know what? I ain't gonna lie to you, girl. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. Them boys knew they could not run you, man. They were just trying something, man. But, you know, that's what the detailed boys do, man. They just tried something, man.
Yeah.
They already knew they was out of line, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, they saw you over there, and they said, man, you know, we just going to try something. It just happened to come in. They wait, man. But like I said, they already know they can't touch you, man. I'll be honest with you. I talked to them the other day, and they said, man, you know what? We know we can't beat that guy. We just tried something, man. That's how that went down, dog. I know you didn't like it, man, but, you know, sometimes,
yeah,
you know, that's the way it goes, dog.
I couldn't do nothing about it. You see, I paid it.
Yeah. You know, you was a gentleman about everything, man. So we're going to leave it at that, man. You know, I just wanted it got away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I ain't trip on it, man. I guess I'll find somebody else, man.
Okay, let's go to the next one. I got to say, Cheryl, who we got?
Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now.
Oh, okay, nobody has got a hand up to want to say somebody got a race they want to lock in. Hey, what, Cat? Cat, you back on that? We really want to find out who the mystery person is, Cat. You know, you're trying to make action for your race, man. This might be a real good one right here. If you get them to say something, maybe they ain't ready. Maybe you might have to upsell them. I don't know. You want to say something? Add a cat. That must be on another line, so I'm quite sure we're going to find out who that is.
Hey, somebody throwing around and said something about them boys going to have their car ready. Old Bull and them.
Man, you know, Tony Thorne been a little quiet, man, since, you know, old brother,
quiet,
you know,
man.
Put it on him. Old Tony Thorne been quiet since old brother put it on him, man, so, you know, I don't know, you know. Yeah, he put it, you know, brother, you know, put a hamburger on across his head. So, you know, he's kind of quiet right now, man. I kind of hate brother did that because, you know, he used to come on my board all the time, my race board, and talk all kind of shit. But, man, I kind of hate brother did that, man.
Yeah, brother did what he had to do.
Yeah, he's quiet to touch our mouth
brother,
right now, though.
Brother needed that. Brother said he ain't had no grudge race a couple of goddamn years. He needed that.
I think
Butler got somebody else he was trying to call last, man. I had him on the phone the other night. Butler right now is trying to line him up a good race for Rockingham, man. He's talking about making a trip up there. So, hey, I called the guy, so they're supposed to get back with it. Butler's actually trying to lock in a Walter Mann up there for the Rockingham race. So he want to make that trip. So he's working on that race right now. But hey, Butler making action, man. Like I tell you, Butler making action. He between Butler, Bushnell, and Bird, and Jekyll and Hyde crew, them cars right there making a lot of action right now when it comes to this group thing. So
I'm gonna be in that motherfucker with an open train. I'm going red and Rockingham, North Carolina, open train with the Brewers. Fuck it.
Okay. Ain't nobody on drug,
bro. You want some on 20? You want something before you go? I mean, I might know somebody might make you a good race. You know any of them cats up that way?
Yeah, the hot boys and them down there got that G-Body Monte Carlo I'm laying there to catch down there. I want to go to Valdosta this weekend down there. Ronnie Blount Slugs car key down there giving a 28 shootout race down there this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't go down there and face it. I can't go down there and face the white boys. I ain't ready, but it's going to be some grudge calls down there. They're going to probably go run their shootout shit. If I go, I'm going down there to grudge. I ain't going to their shootout.
Yeah, they got a lot of shootouts. So what I'm saying, I might know some people on 28, so I can ask your name to the roll call list and go on to Rockin' Am. I can ask your name to the roll call list.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, definitely that, because I'm going now. I won't miss that for nothing in the world, Tommy.
No, I won't.
Butler Boy, I just got a text from Butler Boy, say he want to run Bobby Child, too. Bobby Child, I'm out with him, Butler. I'm about to get him before you. I'm going to have to get my butt up and going straight, but Bob Charles talking. Here's another one talking out of shit. He won this weekend, Butler, but old Butler's on there trying to make action, and he's calling out some folks, so, hey, that's going to be a good one. I'm going to add you to the list.
Hey, amateur on the grudge, and I don't know shootout shit, because I ain't going to know. I can't fuck with no shootout.
No, you want a grudge, you just trying to find somebody. What I'm saying is somebody on 28. You want somebody
right,
on 28.
Straight grudge car. Right, there you go.
What's the car you call? The car that you name? I'm going to try to look them up so you can find out.
They call them the hot boys. They don't want to beat Lunchbox down there about 3 months ago. They beat Lunchbox out of 11-5 down there one weekend I was down there. They ran some car called Lunchbox out of Florida.
Out of Florida.
It was a G-Body Monte Carlo black.
I think I know you're talking about. We'll be on the lookout for that too, so you'll have something lined up, man. So, hey, anybody else want to? Yeah, they'll be there. Give me the whole bunch of other motherfuckers. Yeah, so anybody else got a lot, they got a call out, got something on their mind, they want to say, hey man, push the one button, man, and put it out here. We got a full show here, man. We got a little time left, and we're gonna try to create some action, make some kind of action. Like I say, we're running into May now, so we got a couple of races coming up. I think I see Mac on here. Mac, I know you got something going. I don't know if you want to push one button and say something, but, hey, people might want to hear from you, so, hey, you can come talk about it. But, hey, May is here, and things going to get caulked up, man, so we got to try to make this action happen, man. I don't know. I had D call me. D, H-Town D, Big Ghetto Dream. He's looking for a race. Ghetto Dream is looking for a race. He said he want to try to make some action. So if anybody think they can get with Ghetto Dream, I know he told me he wants to run my little man, Tinker, but I told Tinker about it. Tinker kind of frowned his face up, so maybe he taste the Kool-Aid when I said Big D wanted to make him. He's got a sour face, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. Big D said he liked to run your team. So I know, Tinker, I know you're out there, so I got to throw it out there, so let you know. Attica, you back? Okay. Take a pushy one, but you don't want to talk about that. Ghetto Dream, he told me you drive the car, he'll try you, so just let you know. You don't want to push the one button and talk about that, you just want to wait. Well, they have to wait. I think Tinker's going to sit back right now, so we'll see what's going on. So, all right, man. Trying to get here. Let's see if this guy got something he want to say. He might be at work, he might not have. I not have nothing to say. I'm gonna see if you want to say something. 817-6258. Jackie, you got something you want to say?
Tracy, he's at work.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting a check. So I'm getting on. And Butler Boy just trying to call out the whole world. Butler Boy, push the one button. you know, he's the grudge, man. His brother boy's going crazy, man. He just keep on texting me. Brother boy, can you see brother boy out there? Open his mic up. Keep texting me here. Okay, anybody else got something they want to put out there for the grudge brother?
Hey,
Tracy. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Finny. Just want to let everybody know we're going to run Alley Cat's race. We tried to get the Hyde guys down to run for that weekend, but I guess they're booked somewhere else. So I don't know what's going to happen with the belt thing, but we'll be there ready to race if somebody wants to run us.
What, y'all talk to them? What, they got engagement or what?
Yeah, they got something going on. I think they said somewhere in Mississippi, maybe Hattiesburg. I don't know, but they're running that weekend.
Yeah, and they're running. Trying to go to the race out there. It's I think they got that big race out there, 25th or 26th, in Holly Springs, Mississippi. So I think, I believe if I ain't mistaken, I saw it. They are scheduled to run the Shadow in Holly Springs, Mississippi. They locked in a run, the Shadow at Holly Springs, Mississippi on the 25th, 26th weekend. Yeah, I saw that on the internet. You're right.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, they run the Shadow.
And they got some grudge race they're doing on the 18th, too, at North Star. They're booked on the 18th, the 25th, and they're also booked on the 8th. So I don't know if they're ever going to be able to come down here anytime soon anyway.
Yeah, I don't know who they scheduled to run on the 18th. They scheduled to run that. I mean, that's the race they got on the 18th. You trying to run with your home track, though, right? That's what you trying to run, right?
Yeah, we're trying to run them at HMP. Like I said, we'll run them on the 25th for sure. But like I said, they said they can't make that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that one, I definitely seen they locked in and run the Shadow in Holly Springs on that one. I saw that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess y'all work on it. But, hey, Big D, Ken is on here. He's chatting out, sending me a text. So, BD, if you want to push the one button, tell him, say, y'all got to do that again.
Free man, your mic is open.
Hey. Say, Trey.
Do you mind?
What's going on, Free man? What's happening?
We got Finny on the phone.
Who?
Finny.
Finny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Say, y'all ain't got to be lonely on Alicat race, man. We're going to do the hitter race with y'all on Alicat race.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Trudy. Will you mind?
Who does Ghostface Alicat trying to?
That's what I want to know. Who's he talking about?
I want to know. Alicat, put you on. Alicat must be on mute. I want to find out. I know it ain't who I'm thinking it is. Alicat trying to make me think it is, but I don't think it is. But he leads me to do it, but somebody wild, that kind of call.
Yeah, hello.
Alicat.
Yeah.
Everybody's curious who is this mystery person that you just waiting, you just waiting to show us a water on in their mouth.
Okay, get Hard on the phone. He fell off a minute ago.
Get Hard back on. We're going to get Hard's going to tell all?
Yeah. We put the budget wide open and make the guy come on and confess up to it.
Okay, get Hard on the phone right quick. We curious to know. I think I know, but I don't want to say no, but you kind of put it out there like... He kind of been jugging at you, and you just waiting on him, so we'll see. Butler Boy said, cool, can you? Butler Boy trying to get on too, Sharon. He said, cool, he can't get in, he want to say something.
Tracy,
don't
I, just called,
Tracy, I just called the Butler boys, and they didn't answer. I mean, I'll try them again, but when they see, let them know when they see a strange number, it's me calling. Answer.
Okay, he listened up. Okay, Tony Thorne is texting, and also you need to get Horace on next. You need to try to get Horace on right now. He fell off.
I'll get Horace, and I'll try the Butler boys, and I'll try Tony Thorne. How's that?
Okay, Treatment, your mic is open. Is that somebody else trying to get another mic on? Treatment, are you...
Hey.
Okay. I just saw this tick, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we... Everybody waiting to see who this is, cat trying to step up to the plate, trying to come out to shoot and make it happen. Everybody might be surprised about this one. So, if he ain't on here pushing the one button, we going to call him and get him on here. We going to call him and get him on here. So.
Tracy, who was Tree Man talking about getting beside? She Bird, man.
Tree Man said he...
Bird, she is. Tree trying to goddamn Tree say she trying to get back, man.
They're talking about that. They're going to do that, huh?
You heard him, man. The white man.
Yeah, that's discussed. The other day they going to do it. They was going to do it that night in April, but Tree Man had a few issues and he couldn't do it, so they decided to do it at the next race. So I guess they'll make that one happen.
Going down Texas style, man.
And that is, so I'll be glad when I get my butt up and going so I can do something, because, shit, I'm getting lazy as hell not being able to do nothing but just talking about it. I just got to get some of my fellow Austin people to step up and help get going before we get out there, because everybody else is in a corral of people, so if I can get some Austin people to, you know, kind of step up and we go out and do us some testing and get into action, because I definitely got to get in the fire. I don't want to get in the fire by myself, but I'm going to do what I got to do, so. We'll
hey,
see. I'm
there. Oh, did you get Horace on? Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, Horace on.
Yeah. It's been some chatter, and it's been on the internet several times, and we kind of ignored it. We're not going to ignore it tonight. Somebody called us out, and it's a Butler boy. So get him on the phone.
He's trying to get on.
What? Yeah, Sarah,
can you hear me?
She's
trying to get
Butler
on the second,
4-5
time. He's trying to get on here, so.
It's time to pay the piper now, goddamn. It's time to pay the piper.
Yeah, well, he want to make action. He want to race.
We gonna see. You said that too.
Well, I'm gonna race. I gotta get
all
ready.
All right, man. I apologize, man.
Hey, I'm gonna race. I gotta get ready.
All right, man. All right, calm down. Crazy is a
mind. All right. Don't overspoke yourself, I might give you something when I do get ready.
Damn.
You sure are taking a run at our time.
I can't take no longer than you. I've been to the
truck. Oh, who's looking for the blue flame?
Who's looking for the blue flame, baby?
team etiquette. We seen something on the internet. We seen something on the internet about 3 weeks ago. We ain't said nothing about it. Did y'all put that up there?
3 weeks on what website? About which car?
Tyrod got the Horace car.
No, I called that Horace on a YouTube video.
Okay, well shit. How can we get the back tire to move that you offering at the everybody? I heard.
Oh,
how can
no.
we get the back tire to move tonight?
No.
Here we go with that bullshit.
No, y'all,
that bullshit.
There y'all go with that Buddha shit. I got to sit on top of
my. Hold on,
man. I got to sit on top of my. I got to sit on top of my 18-wheeler trailer because I don't want to lose no signal with this shit.
You've been calling around town offering trouble calls the back time to move. Now am I right or wrong?
Man, if that black Mustang come to your race, I might just tie his ass up.
We ain't got to worry about that. We got Horace's car. We ain't got to worry about that. Give us a
I
back
run,
time
I
to move.
Run,
we're going to lock
I
in
run,
with you
I,
right now tonight.
I run Horace's head up. We ain't got to talk about that one long.
You didn't say that on the internet, though.
No, yeah, I ain't never said nothing on the internet about giving orders nothing. So I ain't never read that. I ain't never seen it. But I'll run ahead up.
It's still on there. Go back some unteen pages. It's on there.
Tell my fans to start writing on there.
All right. Okay, that's all I want to know because I want to know if we get the back time to move.
Yeah, my fans got dogs. Oh, no, I know what it was. It was we wanted the back tires in the move for the silver Camaro, for the small block. That's what that was. That's what you read. The small block want the back tires in the move from Horace. That's what that was.
Okay.
So I know you gonna do that. So you seem like a real nice fellow.
I'm gonna make it favorable for you. You give us a back time to move, and we're going to get a silver car a back time to move. Nah.
I couldn't do that. But I tell you what, if I had Horace's car, couldn't no small block could have come up to me at 3,300 pounds, and I'm going to run from it. I tell you that. He just got to show me.
You know, we a grudge racing. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We don't know what the front of that car. We don't know if it's big block or small block. You know,
no, it's going to be small block. One thing about it, we ain't got to lie about them old motors because you can't see the inside of them, so the outside don't matter.
No, the inside don't. It don't matter either. A race is a race.
That'll be damn.
How you going to wait 45 minutes to call a man out and then you going to beg for the back time to move?
He called us out.
You know,
man,
my old phone was kind of halfway dead, so I didn't really
want
to.
Hey, hold on.
So I was listening to it on the internet.
He called us out with a small block, okay? Now, you're flipping around, Hayes. He called us out with a small block begging. That makes it okay?
Well, I mean, goddamn, look what he got.
That's his fault, not mine. I built what I can afford.
So you gonna give us a move with your car, Hellcat, with your new Camaro on 29 with the silver car?
Yeah, you the move?
No, the small block.
I tell you what, same thing that you give up, same thing that I give up, and I'll lock that in too.
So if I watch your car move, you'll watch the gray car move, not Horace's car, your car. I don't care about Horace driving.
No problem
your
at
car.
All. I would love to do that. I would love to do that one. Love it. You give me the move, and I'll get that silver car to move.
We might be working on something. Same day. Back
call
to
the
back.
And get them together.
Yeah, we might do something with that. Let me think with my crew, because I don't want be talking out my head.
Okay, well, you know, it is what it is. You know what I got.
Oh, yeah. I know what you got. You know, a lot of people try to keep things secret, but, you know, everything ain't no secret because people talk too much.
I don't mind showing it off. I'm proud of it.
Why I gotta run you head up with a tube chassis car?
Man, you got a big old motor, Horace. Shit.
How you know that?
Shit, I know what you got, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Don't you have a big block?
Man, I got a little bitty baby big block.
No,
and I'm
you have a big block, right? And I have a big block.
And I'm 300 some pounds.
I guarantee you jump that scale with me, you don't weigh nowhere close to what I weigh.
Man, I don't know. I know I ain't like a real person.
Hey, you make a way what I weigh, and I watch you move.
Damn it.
You heard that?
My car's so old,
it
ain't even got no where the weight
bars is. Oh, shit. You can put some in it. I mean, I can't run a car weigh 2,300 pounds.
No, I swear to God, I weigh over 2,600 pounds.
Man, whatever.
I'm telling you.
Got all that carbon fiber body and all that shit.
I ain't lying to you, man. I'm 2,600 pounds. I ain't no 23.
Nah. Nah.
It's just that motherfucker, that's just tuning and running good. That's all it's doing. But it damn chole ain't light.
Shit, I don't see why it ain't. Shit, it's an X-Pro.
It ain't light. It ain't light. That motherfucker, that was built in 92.
That don't mean nothing. It's all chrome mounted car with a fiberglass body. And
no,
all carbon fiber inside.
Man, I ain't got no fiberglass body.
Man, that motherfucker got fiberglass body.
Man, I'm 2,600 pounds, horse. I ain't no reason got to lie. I'm telling you, I'm 2,600 pounds. She just run good.
Yeah. You don't work at that.
You're gonna be a real fast back half in a minute. So I can't watch you do nothing.
How you think I'm gonna be real fast back half?
Oh shit. You're going to be running pretty good, but they'll see. Tell them to just hold on. You ain't going to be no turtle out there, I'll tell you that.
No, I am. It ain't right.
I can't watch you on Big Pro more time. I can't give you no
I'm
back time.
I'm on 10.5s, man. What you mean I'm on Pro more ties? I'm on 10.5s.
Man. Let me give me a little bit more motor then, shit. I tried to get another car, but I see that was the wrong thing.
What's a good car for? You got a good car?
I got to get two carburetors. Once I get two carburetors, then I'll be all right. But old cab intake, one carburetor. Man, I can't
That's
be fighting a little motor.
That's all it needs for that light car, man. You don't need nothing else.
But let me think about this here. Let me see something. I just want to race. We might do two races. We might do two races then. We might do two races for the same amount of money, and both of them got to be locked in.
Yeah.
And we might do some back tires, and we might do some head up because I just want to race.
Yeah.
But they both got to be locked.
Oh yeah. Yep, you can do that.
So we might try that. Let me talk to the crew and see. Gee, we just trying to make a little action. We know we ain't the baddest. We way far from that. But shit, we just like the race.
Yeah, you running with a light car, man. I mean, a light car with a little motor.
I need a little bit more motor though, man. Shit.
No,
a little
ain't
bit
no
more.
It don't need no more motor.
Yeah,
you gotta get enough motor in.
Nah, I'm gonna put some more in now. If I got to spot people like you, I know damn well I got to put some more in now.
I mean, you got a chassis car, man. It's a fat racing chassis car. It's a back ass car.
No, hard.
Oh, okay.
Now I tell you
I'm
what, if you had one carburetor and you was a short deck, I give it to you every day of the week. But you a tall deck motor
sure
with cheap leather. Two carburetors, and I can't, I just don't think that's fair.
I'm quite sure you would. I mean, you got a chassis car, you want to run a back half car. I mean,
to me, that's how you spot a back half car. A man almost motor pretty close, and then you spot him. But a man with a gorilla, shit.
Man, I got a 355-inch motor.
Yeah. Whatever. They'll see that light when the flames shoot out. And then okay, Ray. Once they see them 6-foot flames shoot out there, they'll know
you're
lying.
What you talking about, man? What you talking about, man? Where you got that from?
I got spies and people all over the place.
Man, ain't nobody seen that one. None of that.
Yeah, they, I just I just had them like the white man. They were different color. That's why y'all thought they wasn't there. they were the same color, the white man.
Okay.
Yeah, there ain't nothing but a couple of white people out here. Don't nobody know nobody. Yeah, but we might try that hard. We might try both races like that. We might lock them in both ways. Both Ellicott race. We might do that. If you feel like you want to do that.
No, man. We'll work it out somehow.
It's just action, cuz. It's just action, that's all. It ain't no enemies and shit. It's just action.
Oh, no. It ain't like that with us,
it's just
I want a race, man. I want a fair race, man.
That's why I told you both ways. If we do it, we gotta do it two ways. Back time, then we do it.
Watch him move, then come back and run the head up.
Oh no, I can't do that.
We can lock that in tonight. We can do that Sunday.
I know it. I lock that shit in tonight too. I lock it in tonight too. Shit, if I was you, I would lock that in tonight. Yes, sir. Now, I can't watch your move, though, but I try some back ties and some head-up action. Y'all let me give me two carburetors. Let me find me another carburetor. Be a me an intake by LK Race. I might come over.
We got somebody that might want to holler at y'all. He want to talk. Hey, Tony, your mic is open. Go ahead. Hey, get Peanut on. Sharon, get Peanut on. He's trying to get on. He can't get on. Get Peanut on. Tony, go ahead.
I see old Butter still on here trying to spread peanut butter.
I got peanut butter with big nuts in it. You know them big chunks that fuck your bread up when you try to spread it.
Oh, you got peanut butter looking for some marshmallows.
I got peanut butter with big nuts in it, so when you spread it across your bread, it just tear your bread up, make you pissed off.
Let's see how big them nuts are. You want to walk in with that silver Mustang, the 27th hours cash race, heads up?
Man, I would come to Dallas this weekend and get that damn Mustang. Nah, talk to me. I'm coming to Dallas this weekend.
I'll be in Hub City this weekend.
Well, I might chase your ass to Hub City. Hub City. You might want to even come back to Texas by not getting through it. You might live over there.
You get beside this Mustang, heads up, and I believe you got some big nuts.
Okay. Well, I'm sure thinking about doing that. Let me talk to my crew and see if I can feed them a few Roman noodles so we can keep a little money in our pocket and get over there.
Now, we'll be at Hub City Sunday.
Well, we can race there. You can come right down here, or we can meet halfway or whatever. We can do it on Saturday, and you still got time to go to Hub City Sunday.
Can't do that going down there Saturday.
Well, come on down to Houston Friday and get your ass cracked in and go down our team.
Come on down here to Dallas Friday and get your ass cracked.
That's going the opposite direction. You got to go to Web City.
I'm going to give you
the extra gas money. I'm going to give you the extra gas money.
I don't know where you got them directions from. That's the opposite way than the way I'm going to Hub City.
It's a nice ride. You can just make a little U. Come on back up.
If you can't make that, come on down here the 18th.
Man, I ain't waiting that long. What's open down there Friday?
Huh?
What's open down there Friday?
North Star.
I'm ready to get you all out of the way.
Come on down here Friday. We can take care of before we hit the road.
Yeah, that's what I might do. Leave your head with a little less money before you get to Hattiesburg.
I hope so.
Well, let me talk to the crew, man. I think we're going to do that. I think we're going to come on down there Friday and go on crack that gray Mustang in the ass right quick. I think we're going to do that.
We can do that.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So I'll give you a call first thing in the morning. I'm gonna give you a call tonight. So you can't sleep when I tell you I'm coming.
I sleep just fine, and I'm in bed now.
You ain't slept good since you left H Town. And when I leave there, you still ain't gonna sleep.
Yeah, but I think we're gonna do that, Tony.
Yeah. I'm gonna be calling you back tonight. And I think we're gonna do that race Friday before you go out of town, brother.
That'll be great with me. I have me some extra cash when I leave this town.
And look, what can I get from Jekyll while I'm there? I want to crack both of y'all.
Damn.
What can I get from Jekyll?
Jack,
what can I get from Jekyll, man? They don't be coughing and shit.
Not running.
Man, there y'all go with that bullshit.
Jekyll ain't been running in 2 months.
Man, Jekyll just ran a month ago.
That's the hide.
Oh.
Goddamn Butler got a dancing shoes on.
We be down there Friday. I just sure hope my buddy ain't on here listening to me talk noise. He a preacher and he gonna be saying, "Boy, what's wrong with your mouth?"
Tony, Butler got on his Stacy Adams.
Hey,
Tony.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? This is Alicat.
Going great. How you doing?
Fantastic. I just wanted to speak to you, that's all.
You're not going to want to speak to me after 27.
We're going to see. We're going to see. We ain't scared.
What's on 26?
Well, I'm just glad y'all want to race.
Yeah, we always want to race. Hey, man, it ain't nothing personal with us, man. We like to race. That's it.
That's what I like to do. Don't bother me if I win or lose.
Yeah. I'm going to come over there and drink with you, and I'm going to drink your beer, and I'm going to eat your food. It ain't nothing personal with me.
Come on.
I got.
Is any of y'all coming down here the 18th?
You don't know anything about it.
I got a big running race at the 18th when Jekyll runs the motion.
Oh, I have to holler hard to find out if he available that day.
Hey, Tony Thorne.
Yeah.
We'll try to get
it. This Finney with the Birdman is, I thought Hyde was running pretty good. I thought some Hyde was running somebody else on the 18th. Hyde is running Big Mo, or Little Mo, isn't it? No, that's the 8th. June 8th. Or Big Sexy, or somebody was coming from out of state to run him, I thought, on the 18th. No, only one we're locked in with the 18th right now is Motion. Little Mo's coming down the 8th. We're going to Holly Springs the 25th to run Shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, we might be on the 18th. We might come up on the 18th.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What kind of race going on in Mississippi this weekend?
Man, I don't know. It's some kind of grudge race, and I'm going to race somebody called Doghouse.
Oh, you got to, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't even know who Doghouse is.
Well, that's good. You like me? Just get them. Good racing. All right, so
you
go
to the big top.
I'm taking both cars to Hub City, the Mustang and the Black Camaro.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, the small car and the big car.
Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, Cat.
Go ahead.
Hey, Cat.
Hey, yeah, what it is?
Hey, this job, man. Hey, did you get a thing? Ain't nothing. Hey, we did get that locked in, huh?
Who is this? Jeff who?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah. Jeff is in. Yeah.
All right. That's all I need to know. Huh?
Just before 10 o'clock.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Who's that locked in?
We got the White Ghost and Jeff. The White Ghost and Jeff locked in 200 on whatever that they gonna come up with, and they have to race before 10 o'clock. When they pull into the gate, at the money is due. When they pull in, it don't matter who first, who second, whenever you pull in, that the money is due.
Money is due. Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
What time are we supposed to race?
Hey, you going with that bullshit. 8 o'clock. be in the lane, suited up, ready to go 8 o'clock.
Right.
I ain't forgot. That was a good shot, though, Tony.
I don't want to be there.
It ain't gonna matter. We don't care about the driver, man, all that shit.
Somebody needs to mute their mic. There's a scraping going on in the background. Go ahead.
Where we're going to meet, and you say, okay, I want to pay,
then your seat is hell. I mean, that's the way we're going to go. It's going to be based on first-come, first-served situation.
And, Ben, you're going to line down for the ones who are in Dallas or the ones who want to drive to Dallas to get on the bus, where they're going to meet and where they, you know, you're going to let the people know.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a location that where we're leaving from and all that. I mean...
So we're trying to get as many people we can to go up and support the races that come from Texas, man. Got a lot of fans here in Texas. Got a lot of races. Some of them want to take their car. Some of them want to come just to support Texas. And, hey, man, we want to go out there in Groves, man, and represent the state of Texas. Because I like to say, man, hey, Texas, stand up, man. And we aim to stand up and show out when we get down there with these grudge cars and make action and have fun for that weekend. So. Everybody can go, man. We're trying to make it available. If you got any questions, feel free to get in touch with me, get in touch with Peanut. Man, try to see how you can. He needs to know way ahead of time so he'll know how he want to ride his bus, depending on what he's going to do. So, hey, just put the information out there. We're going to put it out every week so we can kind of see how many buses he's going to need or what it's going to take. So, it'd be a great thing, man. Great opportunity for people to make a vacation out of it that weekend. Just to show these folks on the East Coast, Texas is a big state, and we pack a big stick, man. We come. So.
And we're going to do a Texas style.
That's right. We're going to do a Texas style, baby. Okay, anything else going to be now?
It's nothing to add to it unless somebody want to know something about it, you know. I mean, it's simple. I mean... And I guarantee you, you're going to have a blast on the bus. I mean, we did one once before to Houston, and it turned out really well.
Okay. All right, man. With that said, man, we're running up on that hour, man. Cheryl, we're going to do final comments, and then we're going to get out of here for next week.
Tracy, I've got one more hand up.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Your mic is open. Find somebody they cool with it.
6968 Lil Rico, your mic is open.
That's it.
You
don't blame me, do you?
He's not paying attention. Lil Rico, he's not paying attention. Jeff, your final comment.
I'll be there.
Last man, final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
See y'all back at the track.
Jay Schaefer, final comment. Jay, final comment. Benny, final comment.
Good luck to everybody race.
Ragtop, final comment.
It's just good to see a bunch of people talking a bunch of good shit. See y'all at the track in a couple of weeks.
Batman, final comment.
I appreciate all the girls racing and making it happen like we always do. We're going to keep continuing trying to make it happen.
And remember, like I told you, Batman race on June 8th at Dallas Raceway. Y'all be there.
Alley Cat, final comment.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know all the top sportsmen and pro mall guys. I am giving a car show for the ones that's going to show up and not race, you know, and they already know exactly who they are. So y'all May 26th.
That's
the white man, final comment.
Batman, where's your car up? You got a car show coming up.
Your boys, final comment.
Oh, man, y'all had a pretty good show tonight, man. It's glad to see everybody trying to make a little action. Everybody just be careful and keep it off the wall.
Be cool, brother.
On you, Tracy.
Hey, man, great show, man, and glad to see people doing what they do. Glad to see people come on here, man, and talk about trying to make
each and every one of these events, you know, great events this year, man. That's what it's all about, man. All we keep doing, we keep trying to support each other and go out and make these races. And I think we'll be giving the spectators what they want, and we'll have a lot of fun doing it. And then going out of town, traveling, letting these folks know from other states, Texas, the big state, we're going to pack a big stick. So, man, hey, all I can say, man, is let's keep it good and keep trying to make action, man. Let's just keep working together and do what we do, man. If anybody have a topic for next week, if you think of a topic or something we need to talk about or bring up, man, feel free to give me a call, text me, bring up some stuff that we can talk about. I don't like to always just do all the talking. I like for other guys to come on here like they did a good job tonight, talk about some things, put it out there. Man, this is how we learn. This is how we get better. This is how we people, everybody get that knowledge of what's happening in the grudge racing game. This grudge racing is very big. As you know, we moving and going places now. All I can say, man, is Texas going to stand up, and we going to show up and show out. So, hey, let's keep sticking together and working together, man. Until next time, man, I'll see y'all next week. Good time,